NPRnews.com, and the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 46 degrees in Lawrence, 49 in Manhattan. The time is 3:06. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering 2 weeks of unlimited classes as well as orientation and consultation for new students. Registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Thanks so much for tuning in to KPR today. Quite a lot to tell you about. I feel like I say that every day, but it's always true. Get you an update of news headlines in just about another 11 minutes. Then, coming up at 4:15, talk about something that happened in 1855 when free state leaders gathered in Topeka to draft a constitution for the state of Kansas. It turned out to be the first of four.
The free state movement politically solidifies and asserts itself within these walls here in Topeka.
Coming up, KPR's Kay McIntyre visits the Free State Capitol in Topeka, newly renovated, restored to its 1850s glory. Join us. It's coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming a cappella quartet King's Return, performing a wide range of music genres and styles, Tuesday, February 17th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Mark your calendar for later this month, February 27th and 28th, as we celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour, a whole big weekend of music that's shaken, not stirred. You are invited. You can see the entire schedule of events and get information about tickets at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. It's 3:20.
Support for...
You're listening to All Things Considered.
Many immigrants in Minneapolis have stopped going to work out of fear of being detained by ICE. Now a new fear is emerging, that they could lose their homes. We'll hear about the city's growing grassroots effort to help and how rental assistance hotlines are scrambling to keep up with the demand. That and more on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Michelle Martin, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming a cappella quartet King's Return, performing a wide range of music genres and styles, Tuesday, February 17th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. 46 degrees in Lawrence, 45 in Topeka. The time is 3:30.
From security guarantees that have covered Europe since World War II, Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The president of the Kansas Board of Regents is stepping down. Blake Flanders has announced he will retire from the position on June 30th. The regents oversee the state's public universities. Flanders has been board president since 2015. During his tenure, the board implemented a plan called Building a Future, which aims to make college more affordable and expand the university's research capabilities. Lawrence Journal World reports the board has not yet announced what the process will be for replacing Flanders. An investigation continues into a weekend shooting in McPherson that left a young man dead. It happened early Saturday morning after a house party. A disagreement between two groups of partygoers ended in a physical altercation between an 18-year-old male and a 19-year-old male. The 18-year-old shot and killed the 19-year-old. The victim has been identified as Joshua Soden. The 18-year-old who shot him turned himself into police. No charges have been filed at this time. The McPherson County Sheriff's Office and the KBI are investigating. New federal nutrition recommendations have stirred up a debate around the health effects of dairy fat. The recently released Dietary Guidelines for Americans endorsed whole-fat dairy products as a healthy and less processed choice. That change follows a growing number of studies that have shown people who consume whole milk and full-fat yogurt are not more likely to develop heart disease, despite the products having more saturated fat. Mario Kratz is a former academic nutritional science researcher who has studied dairy's impact on heart health. He says there's still more research that needs to be done.
If we don't have clear data to suggest that one form of dairy is better than the other, maybe we should just leave the choice to the consumer.
But Kratz says the guidelines go too far in recommending butter as a healthy fat. He says research has clearly shown that butter raises cholesterol levels, therefore increasing a person's risk for heart disease. Topeka native and former Kansas Jayhawks guard Mark Turgeon has been hired by UMKC in Kansas City as its men's basketball coach for the 2026-27 season. Greg Eklund reports.
Mark Turgeon has been out of coaching since 2021 when he was in Maryland. His head coaching stops before Maryland were at Texas A&M, Jacksonville State, and Wichita State. He'll take over for Marvin Menzies, who will step down after this season. The Roos are currently 4-19. At KU, Turgeon played on KU's 1986 Final Four team under Coach Larry Brown before starting his coaching career at KU as an assistant. I'm Greg Eklund.
This is KPR. It's 3:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Kara Heights and Chris Meinhardt are with the Friends of the Free State Capitol. They met with KPR's Kay McIntyre recently at Topeka's Constitution Hall. You can hear a longer version of their conversation on our website, kansaspublicradio.org, or on the KPR app, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Liberty Hall, showing four of the Coen Brothers films in January and February, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?, Fargo, True Grit, and The Big Lebowski. Showtimes and tickets can be found at libertyhall.net.
Hope you'll stay tuned. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. Coming up in the next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then officials in some Democratic-led states say they think they can charge ICE agents with crimes.
We will have conversations with those in local law enforcement to suggest prosecutions.
How officials are taking action against federal agents coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting the Joshua Redman Quartet, live in concert Saturday, February 7th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at follytheater.org.
Lows in the mid-20s tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. We do have a chance of flurries in the morning, partly sunny in the afternoon, highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a chance of wintry mixed precipitation out toward Manhattan. You are listening to KPR at 10 minutes before 4.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Scott Detrow.
And I'm Juana Summers.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 46 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 4 o'clock.
This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, with six decades of experience helping customers align their assets with their retirement aspirations. Details on products, careers, and company legacy at securitybenefit.com.
It's 45 degrees in Lawrence, 42 in Manhattan. The time is 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, at 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, assisted living, caring for people with age-related issues from memory care to physical needs. Do more, engage more, and live more at Nuvant House of Lawrence.
Stay tuned. Lots more All Things Considered still to come. We'll get you an update of headlines at 4:30. Then at about 4:40, the Health and Human Services Department is demanding that the Vaccine Alliance remove an ingredient called thimerosal from vaccines.
It's a potent neurotoxin, a carcinogen, a mutagen, and an endocrine disruptor.
But experts say thimerosal serves a purpose. It prevents contamination of vaccines by killing bacteria. We will get you the full controversy, plus a look at questions about the future of the Trump Kennedy Center, coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning with a chance of flurries in and around Lawrence, Topeka, and points east. Partly sunny in the afternoon with a high in the upper 30s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low in the lower 20s. Better chance of wintry mixed precipitation out toward Manhattan and Abilene tomorrow night. You're listening to KPR. It's 4:20.
Scrambling to keep up with the demand. That and more tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m., the latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Hope you'll stay with us. Up next, just about 30 seconds from now, a fresh update of national and international headlines. It's 4:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The president of the Kansas Board of Regents is stepping down. Blake Flanders has announced he will retire from the position on June 30th. The regents oversee the state's public universities. Flanders has been board president since 2015. During his tenure, the board implemented a plan called Building a Future, which aims to make college more affordable and expand the university's research capabilities. The Lawrence Journal-World reports the board has not yet announced what the process will be for replacing Flanders. We now know where the Kansas City Chiefs want to build a new stadium, a new headquarters and practice facility. As Sam Zeff reports, the Olathe City Council and the Unified Government will be having hearings on those projects tomorrow.
The Chiefs want to build a new $3 billion dome stadium near 126th and State Avenue, about a mile west of the Kansas Speedway. The $300 million practice facility is planned for Ridgeview Road, just south of K-10 in Olathe. Details of the construction plans were released on the meeting agendas. Officials in both the UG and Olathe would have to approve the use of sales tax bonds. The STAR bonds, already approved by the state legislature, would fund up to 60% of both projects. The UG says the Chiefs would pay $7 million a year in rent for 30 years, and the stadium complex would create 4,000 permanent jobs. I'm Sam Zeff.
Kansans for Life, an anti-abortion lobbying group, is pushing to block Medicaid funding for paying for any services at facilities that provide abortions. This is part of the group's new legislative agenda. Jean Gowden is the organization's director of government relations. She says a recent Supreme Court ruling allows this change.
So the state does have a right to be able to say, you know, this is something that we do not feel is a good use of taxpayer dollars.
The state in the past tried to block any Medicaid funding from going to abortion providers, but ultimately lost in court and ended the effort. There's currently also an effort by the federal government to cut Medicaid eligibility for some reproductive care centers. You're listening to KPR, and the time is 4:35. Join us Monday through Friday mornings beginning at 5 o'clock. That includes tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is a great way to start off your day. Start the thinking mechanisms really going first thing in the morning. Matthew Algio will be your local host tomorrow.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a research university with 12 research centers and institutes and more than 20 research labs and programs. Information about discoveries at KU is at ku.edu.
Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then, Homeland Security has announced that it is re-examining refugee cases in order to, and I'm quoting here, root out fraud.
It seems like what they're actually doing is trying to find a way to revoke their refugee status.
All the details on that story and more coming up on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, founded by parents with lived experience, working alongside families during and after a child's cancer treatment, offering financial and emotional assistance. More at babyjslegacy.org.
Lows in the mid-20s tonight, highs in the upper 30s tomorrow. It's 45 degrees in Lawrence. You're listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio.
Schools today and working to inspire new ways to learn tomorrow. More at edutopia.org. From Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options. At progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
New year, new beginnings, new stories. Wherever 2026 takes us, Morning Edition from NPR News will be there. Stay informed with us every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming your way at 5:01. Stay tuned. Lots more. All Things Considered still to come on KPR. It's 5 o'clock.
Focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Historic LeCompton's Bleeding Kansas series of talks and dramatic interpretations over the issue of slavery in Kansas and the nation. Sundays from January 25th through March 1st. Details at LeComptonKansas.com.
It's 43 degrees in Lawrence, 41 in Topeka. It's 5:06. From the University of Kansas, this is your place to find NPR News. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, many other frequencies all around the state. Thanks for listening today. Stick around. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we will get you an update of news headlines. Of course, that's going to happen at 5:30. 5:36, the Trump administration deported Kilmer Abrego Garcia to El Salvador last year. It later admitted that it made a mistake.
There are errors when things are moving too fast. And things moving too fast is really where we've seen this administration lean in.
But Abrego Garcia was not the first to be wrongfully deported. We'll tell you all about it. Plus, Bad Bunny getting a big night at the Grammys. He did very, very well. And we will visit Constitution Hall with Kay McIntyre, all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Chance of flurries to the easterly portion of our listening area tomorrow morning. Partly sunny in the afternoon with a high in the upper 30s. Lows in the lower 20s tomorrow night with a chance of wintry precipitation in the Manhattan to Abilene area.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
It's 43 degrees in Lawrence, 42 in Manhattan. It is 520.
Our justice system, right? That really healing oftentimes is about finding your places where you feel safe. And oftentimes that's in community with others. And so knowing that, you know, there are people that want to support you if you've been through this, being able to name it and speak it and find your people is such an important step towards finding the healing that you deserve.
That's Annie Farmer. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered.
Many immigrants in Minneapolis have stopped going to work out of fear of being detained by ICE. Now, a new fear is emerging, that they could lose their homes. We'll hear about the city's growing grassroots effort to help and how rental assistance hotlines are scrambling to keep up with the demand. That and more on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. It is Morning Edition. Your local host will be Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more. All available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It is 43 degrees in Lawrence, 44 in Abilene. The time is 5:20.
PR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansans for Life, an anti-abortion lobbying group, is pushing to block Medicaid funding for paying for any services at facilities that provide abortions. It's part of the group's new legislative agenda. Jean Gowden is the organization's director of government relations. She says a recent Supreme Court ruling allows the change.
So the state does have a right to be able to say, you know, this is something that we do not feel is a good use of taxpayer dollars.
The state in the past tried to block any Medicaid funding from going to abortion providers, but ultimately lost in court and ended the effort. There's also currently an effort by the federal government to cut Medicaid eligibility for some reproductive care centers. New federal nutrition recommendations have stirred up the debate around the health effects of dairy fat. The recently released Dietary Guidelines for Americans endorsed whole-fat dairy products as a healthy and less processed choice. The change follows a growing number of studies that have shown people who consume whole milk and full-fat yogurt are not more likely to develop heart disease, despite the products having more saturated fat. Mario Kratz is a former academic nutritional science researcher who has studied dairy's impact on heart health. He says there's still more research that needs to be done.
If we don't have clear data to suggest that one form of dairy is better than the other, maybe we should just leave the choice to the consumer.
But Kratz says the guidelines go too far in recommending butter as a healthy fat. He says research has clearly shown that butter raises cholesterol levels, therefore increasing a person's risk for heart disease. Topeka native and former Kansas Jayhawks guard Mark Turgeon has been hired by UMKC in Kansas City as its men's basketball coach for the 2026-27 season. Greg Eklund has that story.
Mark Turgeon has been out of coaching since 2021 when he was in Maryland. His head coaching stops before Maryland were at Texas A&M, Jacksonville State, and Wichita State. He'll take over for Marvin Menzies, who will step down after this season. The Roos are currently 4-19. At KU, Turgeon played on KU's 1986 Final Four team under Coach Larry Brown before starting his coaching career at KU as an assistant. I'm Greg Eklund.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-20s. Winds out of the northeast for tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Chance of flurries in the morning for the Lawrence, Topeka, Kansas City area. Partly sunny in the afternoon with a high in the upper 30s. Tomorrow evening, mostly cloudy, a low overnight in the lower 20s. Through those evening hours, there is a possibility for wintry precipitation out around Lawrence and Abilene. This is KPR.
Trump administration detained him.
Nothing more unifying than that.
And there's dragoons and there's cannons.
Kara Heitz and Chris Meinhardt are with the Friends of the Free State Capitol. They met with KPR's Kay McIntyre recently at Topeka's Constitution Hall. You'll hear a longer version of their conversation on our website, kansaspublicradio.org, on the KPR app, or wherever you get your podcasts. From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also find us at 90.3 FM in Chanute, 89.9 FM in Atchison, lots of frequencies all around the state. Streaming always at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, installing, servicing, and repairing the brands they sell and hauling away your old appliances. More at stonebackappliance.com, where they've got your back.
Hope you'll stay tuned. News headlines coming up at 6:01. Then we're going to talk more about ice. We're going to learn more about a growing body of research on the closest living relatives to dinosaurs, what they're hoping to discover, and we'll talk about the dark matter maps. How were they developed? It's an interesting story, and it's coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
Lows in the mid-20s tonight, tomorrow mostly cloudy. Chance of flurries in the morning, partly sunny in the afternoon with a high in the upper 30s. It's 43 degrees in Lawrence, 41 in Emporia at 10 minutes before 6.
And more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. From imaginable futures, funding programs in the U.S. with the goal of ensuring young children and their parents get the education they need to thrive. Learn more at imaginablefutures.com. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
At Morning Edition, we take the news as it comes, day by day, story by story. We break it all down for you on Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, beginning at 5 o'clock, 5 to 9 a.m. Get the very latest news with Morning Edition. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.